good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God. Trust that you enjoying the service today and make plans to be in the house of God this morning here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Love to have you come today and visit in the service. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and we'll preach you the Word of God. And so you come today and be in the house of God this morning. Good to be saved in these last days. I know it's wickedness everywhere, but I'm glad God's grace is always abounding, always enough. It never runs out. It's enough for His children. He promised that grace. My grace is sufficient. That means always enough. Whatever you're facing this morning, whatever you're facing tomorrow, His grace will be sufficient. You stay with Him, love Him, worship Him, and be faithful to Him, and I tell you, He'll abundantly bless you in this day. Well, it's good to be here. I appreciate every listener. Trust that you have taken time this morning to go to the house of God. And just thank you for taking time to listen to the broadcast. It will be a blessing to you today. I will pray for the prayer request, of course, of our own church. There's a lot of needs there, and we want to remember each one in prayer that needs help this morning. Faithful to listen to the broadcast. We appreciate you now this morning taking time out to listen to this little country preacher, and just good to be saved in these last days. Pray for the Bullard family. Miss Brenda Bullard passed away. Our neighbor, a good friend of ours, passed away Friday night, and Thursday night rather, and then her visitation will be today at the Lane Funeral Home in Rossville. And then tomorrow will be the funeral at 2 o'clock there. You pray for this family. Miss Brenda's a faithful servant of God. Won a lot of folks to the Lord, even there at Walmart where she worked. A lot of you may know her from being there. And she would take time to pray. Didn't matter when it was or what she was doing. Checking you out, she'd pray with you. Amen. So it's good to know we've got somebody that's faithful to the Lord. But you pray for the family. David would be lost without her, and so you remember this family in prayer, all the family, that God would bless them and help them today. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. We want to thank you for this day. Privilege, Lord, to approach the throne of grace with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, Lord, that redeemed us by his blood from our sins and paid our sin debt on Calvary. Thank you for that. I pray for these needs this morning. Ready, O Lamb, the sick, the suffering, those not able to go to the house of God. I pray you have a special blessing for them today as they're faithfully listening and pray and seek the face of God. I pray you'd help them this morning. Lord, this family that's lost their loved ones, I pray for each one of those. God, that you'd strengthen and get glory out of it. Speak to hearts of some that may be unsaved, and might be the day that they'll turn their heart to the Savior before it's too late. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you for listening to us, for helping us when we need you. Thank you for being faithful to us, Lord. You're faithful that promise. I thank you for that. Have your way now. Bless this broadcast. Use it wherever it goes for your glory in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a blessing to your heart and uplift to you. You listen to the Ladies' Trio sings at the church.
I'm covered by the blood of Calvary.
Amen. Glad you're saved this morning. I tell you, that's a blessing to hear that song. If you're saved, you know what they're talking about. Glad I'm saved. We have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing. For that this morning. All right, Romans chapter 1, we're going to turn back there today. We've been trying to bring to you some thoughts from the Word of God, Romans chapter 1, and hope it'll be a help to you somewhere down the way, especially in the day that we're living in. We're living in dire times for the child of God. The Christian principles and the morals and the family principles are being destroyed today by a lot of liberals that's going on in the world. And the leftists and all those folks that are okay in everything that's sin. But I'm glad there's still a Bible. There's still the Word of God. I'm going to find out one day. They're going to find out the truth of the Bible one of these days, because judgment's going to come upon this world. God is not going to tolerate what's going on in the sinful places of this world today. He's not going to tolerate any nation, any person, any town, city, or state that rejects the Lord Jesus and tends to walk after their own ways and walk in the sin that's abounding in the world today. Romans chapter 1, we've been trying to preach to you from that two or three Sundays now. Don't know how long we'll be in this, but you pray that God would just direct our thoughts. We're just going to bring you the Bible, what the Bible says about the day that we're living in today. We talked to you about the Redeemers. It has to be, if you're going to face the apostates of our day, you're going to have your redemption established in your hearts and lives. Verses 1 through 6, our position is established in verses 5 through 8. And by our position in the Lord, by whom also we have grace and we have received apostleship. We're chosen by the Lord, our purpose in this life. To be obedient to the faith. That's what we're here for. Surrender to the field among all nations and go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And why we're here? Because we're called of Jesus Christ. We're the called that God has called us to do a job. Because he's left here. He didn't stay in this world but for 33 and a half years. Now, when he left, he said, "Well, I was here. I was the light. Now you are the light." And he gave us a position and to be the light of this world. And we're to be a witness of that light. We've got a responsibility. Every saved, born-again child of God has got a responsibility to be a light in this world. Somebody's looking for some help today, and we need to give them some help. But we find here, he comes down to, and of course, there's things got to be established. Our position got to be established in the Lord. Our redemption's got to be established in the Lord. You've got to know you're saved before you'll ever do anything for God. You've got to be saved. You may work, but you'll not count it for the glory of God. Redemption and the lives of individuals to produce fruit, like-minded folk, folks that get saved, that's fruit in our life today, win someone to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's our duty as a child of God, especially in these last days. A lot of folk just sit down and don't do anything because the world's going to the way that it's going. And folks some folk won't do anything, won't go to church, won't witness for the Lord because they say, well, it's got so bad, there's no need to, well, just sit down and you'll be accountable to God for it. If you just sit down and won't do anything for the Lord, you're witnessing to somebody, you're telling somebody about Jesus, you invite somebody to the house of God, you're there yourself being a part of the body that Christ died for and gave his life for and established in this life and set up local assemblies that we could worship together. He done that. It was not our doing, but it's God that's done that. He started that back in the book of Acts, setting up the local assemblies, and we got it today. So it's our duty to win somebody to the Lord, be a witness to somebody. Your life is an open book. Somebody sees how you are. They know how you talk. They know where you go. They know if you go to church or not. They know your position in the Lord, and so we can be a witness. Our life is an open book to the sinners today, and we need to be a witness for the Lord Jesus to them. And so all the scope of this is to everybody, and so our opposition is identified. But I want you to look at something here in verses 14 and 15 today. In the book of Romans chapter 1, look at something this morning that I want to bring your attention to. And the Bible said, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So Paul said, as much as in me is, I am now ready to preach the gospel to you there at Rome also, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. That is written, the just shall live by faith. So now Paul is writing to them, the church at Rome, and admonishing them to make sure of their position in the Lord. Their redemption has to be established. You've got to know that you're saved. You need to nail that down, whether you're saved or not. And if you're born again, you're saved by God's grace, then certainly there's a job to do. And that's what Paul is writing to them about. Don't want them to forget what got them where they are. If you got where you are by being saved today, you didn't get there because somebody was ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You got there because somebody preached to you the word of God. Somebody witnessed to you about the grace of God. Somebody lived a life before you to help you to realize that you are lost without God, and you saw God in the situation, and you saw Jesus. You heard about Jesus, and that he would seek and save that which was lost. And so, Paul here is writing to them and telling them, before you sit down, before you quit, I want you to realize what got you where you're at today. And the only thing that's going to help this world situation this morning is the gospel of the grace of God. And Paul is talking about that here, but he's fixing to tell them in the last part of the book of Romans, the first chapter, he's fixing to tell them what they're facing, the depravity that they're facing, what's going to be in the world in the last days. He's going to tell them about that. Before he does, he's reminding them of the power of God in the gospel. And now Paul is writing to them about that here in these verses. Paul's, if you notice, his amazing burden, all the burden that Paul had for the sinful world. He didn't give up because the world got sinful. He didn't give up because they was trying to kill him. He didn't give up because they rejected and run him out of of town. He didn't give up because of that, but he realized the power of the gospel is the only thing that's going to win sinners unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, we've been living in a world today, in the church world in general, they're turning to entertainment. They're turning to all the things that's taking place and entertaining the flesh and going along with the world and bringing the world into the church, the world into the worship, and the world into the singing, and all those things that are going on in the world. But what it's going to take today to win the sinner is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of that. He wasn't ashamed, and he wanted them to realize you don't need to be ashamed of that same power that got you saved, the same power that's going to get them saved by the grace of God. It's not going to be the big buildings and all of this, and I believe in church. I believe we'll have a nicest building in the community that to worship in. I believe that. But it's not what's going to get folks to heaven. The gospel has got to be preached. And of course, we gather in the house of God, and we gather together and support the gospel. I call a pastor and send him out to preach and give him a pulpit and we go out and invite folks to come in to the house of God. That's what's going to take to reach this world today that we're living in today. It's going to take the gospel. And so Paul said, look at the tremendous burden that Paul had for the sinner. He had a burden for every sinner. I mean, for the wicked and the perverted and the defiled. And he had a burden for every one of them. And Paul said, why did he do that? Because he said, I'm in debt to them. I know I owe them a debt. I need to present them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm debtor both to the Greeks, to the barbarians, to the wise, to the unwise. And Paul is letting them realize that if they're going to face the world situation as we're facing today, you're going to have to realize that we're indebted to them to tell them about the only thing that can change their life. It's not going to be the programs and entertainment and all this that's going to win them to the Lord, but it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm in debt to them. He said, so as much as in me is. Now, we read that a lot of times, and we read through that and don't see the depth of the burden that Paul has for the sinful world that's around him and all of the perversion that's going to take place. There's a tremendous burden that Paul had for that sinful world today, as much as in me is, from the very depths of Paul's soul, from the very depths of his spirit, there's a burden. He's putting everything that he's got into that burden and winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's where Paul was at. Listen, he counted the cost. He knew what it was that he is facing, and he knew exactly what it was going to take to reach them with the gospel. And so Paul has said that I've got a tremendous burden on my heart that I can win sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul talked about that in some places. And he talked about that burden that he had. He talked about the depths that he had that was driving him to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. God called him on the road to Damascus. He called him, my friend, and gave him a burden that stirred the very depths of his soul. And brother, he lived that. He lived that. He eat that. He preached that every day of his life. And look at Paul's burden in Philippians chapter 2. Would tell us a little bit about the burden that Paul had at Philippians chapter 3, rather, and verses 7. Look at what he said. But what things were gained to me, and those I counted loss for Christ. Paul said, whatever I had going for me, whatever I had going for my life, whatever it might have been, a job or the situation, the position that he was in, he could have been the greatest teacher in that day. But Paul said, I count that thing loss for the excellency. I count all things lost, and for the excellency and knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Paul said, everything that I was, ever was, or am, or hope to be, I count that but loss, for the excellency of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that I may win Christ. He said, I've got one thing in mind, and that I want to please my Savior. I want to please please my Lord, that I might win Christ, and that I might be recognized, and that I've got a burden like he left behind, and gave me the opportunity to be a witness of the grace of God. And he said, to be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, and which is of the law, but that too, which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Brother Paul gave everything that he had after the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he said, and there's one thing that struck me about Paul, the very depths of his heart. And he said that I may know him. Oh, he said I might know him. And the power of his resurrection. Paul wanted to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. It made conformable unto his death. And that by any means I might attain to the resurrection. Paul said, I want to know him. I want to know the depths of him. I want to know the power of his resurrection. And boy, that's what stirred the heart of Paul every day and got him up every morning with a burden for sinners and try to be a witness to somebody throughout the day about what the Lord could do in their life. And he's telling us, in effect today, you're going to have that same burden. If you're going to stand in the day of apostasy and win anybody to the Lord, you're going to have that same drive that Paul had in his life and put everything else aside for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that I may know him, the power and the fellowship of his sufferings. And Paul stood up to the fact was that Paul was going to suffer for the cause of Christ. And the commission that God gave the Apostle Paul there in the books of Acts, I'm going to show you how great are things you're going to suffer for my name's sake. And oh, we're doing it for Christ. Somebody talks about you. Somebody rejects you. I just say it's for the cause of Christ. And that Jesus might be magnified in our flesh. Hey, they're going to reject us just like they rejected him. And brother, we got a job to do in view of all the things that's taking place in the world today. So Paul is saying here, if you're going to get ready for the day of apostasy and the day the thing is coming upon you, you're going to have the same burden. You're going to have to realize that this only hope for the world today is the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel is the only thing that's going to get this world saved this morning. So we've got to have that burden for sinners. And we're going to have that drive to reach out. And Paul was saying to them, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Paul is telling them that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He's identified himself as an example to them not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel, the amazing gospel that Paul talked about in verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul is telling them it's an amazing gospel. How the power of the gospel is still powerful today. Preach it. Go ahead and preach it. Go ahead and witness about the grace of God. It's the only hope this world has got today, and this sin for world is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not to be ashamed of. It's not to be doubted. Amen. It's not to be doubted. It is the power of God unto salvation. And some would say today it's not working anymore. Preaching is not working. Oh, it always works and it always will work. And there's those that are still preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's those that still believing on the Lord Jesus Christ by the preaching of the word of God. Faith cometh back here and hearing it by the word of God. It's not to be doubted. It is the power of God. Don't doubt that the word of God will still work. Keep on inviting folk to come to church. Keep on inviting folk to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just keep on inviting them because that's the only thing that's going to reach them. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not to be doubted. It's not to be limited. Amen. It's not to be limited. And the Bible said, and listen, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. To the Jew and the Gentile. We don't limit the gospel. It's for everybody. You don't choose who can be saved and who can't be saved. It's up to the Lord to do that. And God said it's for the Jew first and also to the Greek. And the Gentile, the dogs of the society of the world that was in that day. The Jews also had received salvation. Spirit. Peter found that out after God straightened Peter out about who the God, what the gospel was for. And my friend, it's for everybody. And don't tell the Lord that it's limited. It's not limited. It's to the Jew first and also to the Greek and to all the world. Father, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not be perished, but have everlasting life. The gospel is not limited to who it can reach. And that's those folks that you don't like, that you don't want to be around, the gospel is for them too. They can be saved too. And the gospel is everywhere. And brother, listen, it's not limited by society. It's not limited by the color of the skin. It's not limited to the country you're from. The gospel is for everybody. For God so loved the world. He loved the whole world today. Those folks you don't like, God loves. And it's up to us to love them and preach to them the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that's what he's trying to tell these folks at Rome. Listen, he said, I'm fixing to tell you the depravity of the society that's going to come. And I'm telling you that you're not to be ashamed of the gospel, because the only hope they've got is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, I'm going to preach it. And Paul closed his last message and his last book with, said, I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. The Lord is coming one day, and we're going to face him. We've got to present our bodies to him today to let him use us for his glory. Even in when society is wicked, we're the brightest light that's shining in the world today. Well, our time is gone. God bless you. On the next Sunday at this same time.